With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The state's largest utility company is now charging customers 17% more for electricity. It made that price bump without the approval of state regulators. Montana Free Press's Amanda Eggert sat down with MTPR's Ellis Julin to talk about her reporting on the change.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Thanks for having me on.
So Northwestern Energy first requested to increase what customers pay for power about a year ago, last July, and it's a process often referred to as a rate case, where monopoly utilities like Northwestern are required to receive approval from the Public Service Commission to do these rate bumps. But this time is a little bit different. As you reported, Northwestern Energy is now charging customers $204 more every year for electricity without the PSC's approval. How is the utility able to do this?
Northwestern is relying on a Montana law that gives regulated utility companies the ability to self-implement new rate structures if the Public Service Commission hasn't acted within 9 months of receiving a rate increase request. So that provision of Montana's law hasn't been used before, according to the utility experts that I spoke to, but Northwestern Energy is charging ahead with it this summer.
When did these new rates go into effect?
The new rate structure went into effect on May 23rd, and that cuts across all customer classes. So residential, commercial, and industrial customers will all be subject to this new rate for electricity service.
We've seen Northwestern ask for several rate increases like this over the last few years and go through several of these rate cases. Why does the company say that that is needed?
The biggest and most obvious reason that Northwestern Energy needs more money from its customers is that it has an expensive new gas plant online. That would be the Yellowstone County Generating Station. It cost more than $300 million to build, and it's been supplying Northwestern Energy's customers with power for almost a year now, but the company has not yet been able to incorporate that in its rate structures, and that's one big reason why it's very eager to get this rate case hearing wrapped up and to have certainty about which rate structure it can use going forward.
The cost of building that plant or building other infrastructure to generate power is something that's passed on to ratepayers by the utility. And I know that you spoke with the Public Service Commission in your reporting as well. What did the commission have to say in response to Northwestern moving forward with a rate increase prior to the rate case beginning?
Both Northwestern Energy and the Public Service Commission have noted that these are not necessarily permanent increases. So in other words, the commission can say, hey, this is not the right rate structure. We want to use a different, lower rate structure. And if that happens, then Northwestern will have to refund the difference to its customers with interests. The Public Service Commission said something similar, that there is an opportunity for a refund. But PSC President Brad Molnar of Laurel also noted that it's pretty unprecedented for a utility to use this Montana law to self-implement rates. So he was pretty fired up about it. He basically said that Northwestern Energy wasn't willing to wait 2 weeks for the start of the rate case hearing, and that this takes us into the Wild West of utility regulation, where essentially there isn't utility regulation.
As you mentioned, we're just a few days away from the Public Service Commission hearing arguments from Northwestern on its request to increase prices in that rate case. What will this process look like, and how could that differ compared to a typical rate case in light of this increase?
Well, it's going to take a lot of time. It's scheduled to take place over 2 weeks, and there will be a lot of numbers thrown about. There will be a lot of utility and energy experts talking before commissioners during the proceeding. It's a quasi-judicial hearing, so it shares a lot in common with what you might see in the judicial branch. But really, it's a very, very technical proceeding, and each day of the hearing will open with public comment, so I expect that we'll hear some public comment from Northwestern Energy ratepayers and from other invested parties.
And I'm sure that you will be paying attention to it, as will I, to break it down for our listeners and readers. So thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks so much for having me on.